Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to the third Advent of Christmas.
Audio.
All right, if you'll follow along with me, the announcements in the back of your, or in the middle of the bulletin, sorry. Sunday mornings at 9, Bible study in Mickey's room. Wednesdays at 6:30 till 7 is prayer, and from 7 to 8 is in Mickey's room. Bible study. Let's see, Thursdays, 6:30 to 8 here, choir practice. Anybody, come on down. Look at my four people. Everybody.
All are welcome.
Yes.
Giving you a throat.
December 24th at 7 is our candlelight service. That's Thursday night, so there won't be choir practice that night. Let's see. Bring your Christmas cards for the members and place them in the box up front. Actually, it's a bucket over here on the other side of the tree. And we will hand them out for you. If you have any gift cards to supermarkets, restaurants, sporting shops, or any other gift cards, please see one of us deacons. If you're a deacon, raise your hand, please. You look around if you're not sure who we are. And if you can get them to us, if we would like to give them with our when we do our Christmas gift cards, it would be helpful to us. We did not get all the monies that we normally get, so handing out things for Christmas is going to be a little bit trickier, so we're trying to get creative. So if you have gift cards that you would like to donate to us to give to other people, please see one of us. Let's see. Any other announcements? Yes.
Anyone who ordered citrus is for the Pan Festival Music fundraiser. It's here. So after the service, we'll see you right back to get edit if you ordered it.
Yeah, we have it in the car that's parked actually right beside the church. So
okay.
After you do the memory tree, just come and we'll help you out.
Everybody get that?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, my dear.
We have $85 so far.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome? It says give a gift, change a life, and World Vision gives food and clothing and animals and Bibles and wheelchairs. So the children of Wales Baptist Church, as well as the members, are invited to give toward it. And our goal this year is $300. And we're already almost a third of the way there. It's going to be located up in
the front. Yeah, that's a good idea. There we go. Any other announcements? Yes, Jeannie.
For the poinsettias that are in your bulletin, the order form, just fill it out. Faith has volunteered to accept the payments. So if you, but the payments are not due until, even really, they're not even due until after Christmas. But if you wanted to pay next week, that's fine. The order, however, order has to be in by next Sunday. So we don't have to pay for it by next Sunday. The order has to be in order for us to have them for Christmas Eve. And if you don't see Faith or me, as far as that goes, right, Faith?
Yes.
Okay.
And order forms, once they're filled out, we hand them to one of you two? Or
yes.
Or up here?
Yes. Or anywhere. Up in the plate is good, or if you give it to Faith.
Okay.
Faith with payment.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, let's move along to prayer requests. Prayers for the family of Bill Towns, just passed away. The calling hours are from 2 until 4 at Lombard's. I guess there's no service.
And that's on Thursday.
On Thursday.
During those hours, but.
Okay. Okay, continued prayers for David Bull as he's recovering from heart attack. Bob and Judy, Elma and Charlie, who are and all who are battling Parkinson's. Continued prayers for baby Luke, whose cancer has come back, prayers for his family. For Alexis, her knee continues to heal. All of our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren that need healing, and for the doctors and nurses to treat them. Prayers of joy for pastor's niece, Megan, and her husband, for their new son. Prayers for Barbara's friend, Mandy, who's battling ALS. Continues prayers for Roger Kerboy, Franco, and Reverend Bob Wellner, Orrin Merrill, as he's also battling cancer, and Priscilla Varney. Any other prayers? Yes, Jane.
Allison, who has a very bad infection.
An infection of what?
Her foot.
Oh, an infected foot. Yes, okay.
Just sort of follow up on prayer. I was really happy to see David Bull. He was well enough to attend the Kankaskwa, the junior high school chorus
awesome.
Program that is that got to see him on his feet.
Well, I have a prayer request and a praise testimony. Our son, our oldest son and youngest daughter work together. They do guardrails. And one of the guys was lifting up one of the guardrails with a forklift, and one of the forks broke. And as it broke, it shot forward and hit my son in the neck and my daughter in the knee. And had everyone not moved just slightly at that exact moment, my son and the guy behind him would have been decapitated. And I have no idea what would have happened to my daughter. But, you know, praise God that it wasn't worse, and they're both walking and, you know, hurting, but are still alive and have all their body parts. So praise God for that. Any other prayer requests? Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are truly blessed with this spring day, huh?
Amen.
51 degrees when I came here this morning. I said, hallelujah. I'd like to read out of Billy Graham's book, Decision Magazine, that came in a couple days ago. It's No Room for Christ is the headline. It's written by L. Nelson Bell, who was the late father of Ruth Campbell Bell. There was an article he read. That's one thing at this Christmas season, we need to have room in our hearts for Jesus. A woman, the wife of a prosperous executive, was arranging flowers in her home for the guests who were coming from dinner. One couple particularly important because of the influence could mean to a large government contract for her husband's firm. The maid announced the guests, and a few minutes later, laughter filled the air with cocktails were served to men and women, mingled and relaxed in anticipation of good food and exciting companionship. During the beautifully prepared and served meal, a maid came to the hostess, leaned low and whispered something in her ear. A shadow of annoyance crossed her face as she replied, "Tell them to ask someone else. There's no time to interrupt me. They should know that we are having guests." The evening passed with laughter and with a friendly hand of bridge followed by a final drink before the friends left. As they were preparing to retire, the executive asked his wife, "What was the maid whispering to you about during dinner?" She replied, prudently, "Oh, those Smiths down the road had a sick baby they wanted to take to the hospital. It was too far for the taxi, and the buses only run every hour. They asked if someone could drive them in one of our cars. They should know that we had destiny." A week passed. The midnight broadcast was about to begin, and across the city radios were turned on. unto homes and bars and cars and nightclubs and mansions and slums. There came these words of the first advent. And she brought forth her a firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. From the Gospel of Luke, 2nd chapter, verse 7. The executive looked at his wife as she turned an uneasy stare. Had their guests been so important that they could not have spared a little time for someone in such a poor neighborhood that was desperate because of a sick child? No room in the inn, these haunting words carried their meaning to many people in many places. No room for Christ. No time for him. No concern for the things of the Spirit. No love or compassion for needy people right at your side. The broadcast concluded with these words: how like the people of Bethlehem are many of us tonight. No room for the Christ child. But he is no longer a child. He has grown to manhood and died on the cross for the sins of the world. He arose from the dead and is coming again soon. He speaks to us, "Verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did not to one of the least of thee, you did not to me." In the Gospel of Matthew. In the dim recesses of our minds, there came back these words: "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come unto him, and we will sup with him, and be with me." In Revelations. There's an epidemic in America this very day. And that's because people aren't opening their hearts to the Christ child. It's in Wales, it's in Detroit, it's in Chicago, it's in Calcutta, it's in Burma, it's everywhere. But it's mostly in the hearts of people that just don't want to take the time to open up. This is Christmas. Get a grip of what it really is. It describes in the Gospel of Luke, "For unto you a child is born." We need to realize that. We need to take special time to spread a little love around, to take the compassion to other people, to be a blessing to each and every one of them. And hopefully through this day and through the coming weeks, we'll live that.
Amen.
Okay. Let's go into the call of worship. Isn't in there. I think it's 153. Would you please stand? We'll do the call of worship. Reading in unison. Love came down on Christmas.
Love all lovely. Love divine.
Love was born at Christmas.
Stars and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead.
Love incarnate.
Love divine.
Worship we our Jesus.
We shall forsake the sign.
Love shall be our token.
Love shall be yours.
Love be mine.
Love to God, neighbor.
Love for prayer.
Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for the blessing of this time we get to spend together, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful Christmas season, Lord. Thank you that you sent your son down here for sinners like us. Thank you for the gift of that little baby, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for us each and every day, Lord. As we recite your most holy of all prayers, Lord, I pray that you bless us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you.
we please sing together Hymn of Joy 173?
Spoken and creation came into being. Jesus is the Word. The Word was God, and in fact, the Word is God. Jesus, the third person of the Trinity, is our strength as Christians. Nothing, absolutely nothing, came into being without Jesus. Therefore, nothing is stronger than Jesus. Whatever your burden is this morning, whatever it is that is holding you down, Jesus is stronger. Jesus is stronger than any event, any situation, and any spirit that might come up against us. We will prevail, not on our own strength, but with the strength of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are our strength. Through you all things were made. There has been nothing made without you. We call on your holy name to abide with us, to protect us, to guide us, and to give us the strength we need to overcome. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and know it will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Let me try it.
This is for your campfire bed.
Does it help? Okay. Push. Get forward, push, and pull at the same time. We can be taught, really. It's okay. All right, let's try again. Let go. Push and pull. May I? I'm determined. Maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm holding it. I'm pushing and pulling.
This one's a lot easier.
Very reliable.
You don't need an education.
You've never done this, please. There.
All right.
You want to hold it with me?
Amen.
Come over this way, huh? Thank you.
Thanks.
Amen. All right.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Keller. You are a blessing, my young friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the invitations for tithes and offerings. We take our offerings. God uses them to do mighty things. We need to take a little time to pray for Pastor. I talked to him this morning. He's working his way north to try to be a blessing to his brother. He's weighing on his heart that he doesn't know how many more Christmases his brother will have. You know, so he said, you know, I'm going to take time, and that's why I'm here. So we need to keep him in prayer. I pray that you give with a happy heart.
Mm.
Know that with all this tithes that we're going to give, Lord, is going to do God's work here and around the world.
Amen.
Watch this, please receive the offering.
How could it be this baby in my arms sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful little church, Lord. Thank you that you're with us today, Lord. Thank you for each and every person that put tithes into these offering plates, Lord, that you bless them, Lord. That you use these offerings to do your work around the world, Lord. That you increase them tenfold, Lord. That they are truly a blessing to all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
You and Karen?
Nope, come on in. Okay. When was the last time you had to go someplace that you didn't want to go? Think of a time that you had to go someplace you did not want to go. Think of a time. Okay. You want to go everywhere all the time? Got to be someplace. How about mom ever say we have to go to the grocery store? When you're in the middle of doing something? How exciting is that? Not so much. How about, oh, time to go to the doctor instead of get your shot, booster shots?
Okay.
Or how about if you're right in the middle of playing and mom says, listen, we got to go to my friend's house, we have to pick up something for somebody. We're only going to be gone for a few minutes. You still want to leave everything and go? Probably not. You probably are right in the middle of stuff. You don't want to have to leave. And it's only going to be for a couple of minutes, right? Mm. Well, guess what happened to Mary and Joseph? They were right in the middle of doing things. Mary was getting ready to have a baby. She knew the baby was going to be coming pretty soon. Joseph was busy working. And from far away, the soldier comes marching in and says, guess what, everybody? You have to gather up all your stuff and go back to where your family descendants are from. And you're going to get counted there. And Joseph probably was thinking, I'm in the middle of, maybe he was making a cradle. You know? Maybe. Maybe Mary was in the middle of, making something for dinner. Now they have to get ready to go pack up and go all the way to Bethlehem, which was several days away. So they couldn't just, I'll just come back to needing my blood later. Then we're going to have to get up and...
Why couldn't they be counted in a town where they lived?
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But no, that governor, he was a mean guy. He didn't care. He wanted everybody back to where their heritage was. And so Joseph and Mary's heritage... They were from King David, one of his descendants, one of their descendants. So they had to go back to where he was born and where he reigned. And so he lived in Bethlehem. They had to go all the way there. They had to drop everything they were doing, and they couldn't just, jump in the car. Joseph walked. Fortunately, they had donkeys, so Mary could at least ride on a donkey. But have you ever ridden on a donkey?
Mm-hmm. No.
9 months pregnant.
On a pony. Was it a nice, smooth, comfortable ride?
I was too tall to ride the pony.
A little bit bumpy, yeah. And I understand that donkeys are not as graceful. I think they're a little bit more bumpy, right? Anyone ever ridden on a donkey? How graceful and comfortable is it?
Not.
Not at all.
Not.
And poor Mary's been pregnant, so she's already very uncomfortable. And now she's going to be bouncing all around on this donkey just to get to Bethlehem, just to be happy. Because guess what? Joseph couldn't go and say, okay, I'm getting counted now. By the way, I have a wife back there. She had to come too. She had to go out of her way. We don't like to go out of our way for anything. And they had to go all the way out of their way. And it was part of God's plan, even though it didn't make any sense to moms or anybody else. But it was part of God's plan. They all come back to Bethlehem because they had to fulfill prophecy. Prophecy is when you're told about something ahead of time. And the prophecy was that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. So God worked it all out so that they had to come to Bethlehem so that Jesus could be born, so that there would be absolutely no doubt in our minds that this baby was Jesus. This baby was God's son. Nobody could say, the prophecy said he's supposed to be born in Bethlehem. And I think he was born over in
New York. So that's a new, right? No. Everything has to happen, had to work together so that we could prove that Jesus was God's son. So if somebody asks you, how do you know Jesus really was God's son? You could say, well, let me tell you something. The Bible said in the Old Testament, all throughout the Old Testament, it's talking about all the things that are going to happen to prove that this was God's son. One of them was that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem. This is just one thing. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would help us to remember never to question whether Jesus was really God's son, whether he was the Messiah or not. Father, I ask that you would help us to share that gift with others, that we would always be faithful to share that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He's the hope, he's the Savior, the one we've been waiting for. Father, I pray that you would help us to be a blessing to other people as we share this testimony. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
Oh, I do have one announcement. I'm sorry, I forgot. We have another card for Oren. If anybody would like to sign the card, it's up here. Okay. Sorry.
Would you please rise and return to hymn 151?
From the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35. It's located on page 663, if you'd like to follow along with me. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The majesty of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands that make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Amen. This has been the reading of our Lord's holy word.
Thank you, Jeannie. I'm deeply honored to be able to come up here today to give you God's word. Let's pray before I start. Heavenly Father, pray that the words that come out of my mouth are truly the words that you want me to say. That it does touch the hearts of each and every person that's here, Lord. That you bless us. In Jesus' name. Amen. I see trees of green and roses too. I see them bloom for me, for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. Bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The shadows of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? That's really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow. They've learned much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Amen. In 1967, a young man sang this song for the world. To hear, for us to hear, for generations to come, to keep on singing. Possibly one of the greatest and most popular songs of all time. Sung over and over, from weddings to funerals, from good times to bad times. The simple lyrics relate the incredible sense of the world we live in and how blessed we are to live in the time and place that God has chosen for you and for me. We need to always remember how blessed we are every day. We need to never, ever let the enemy steal our joy. Amen. The basis of our joy should be what we are about to celebrate in 2 short weeks. The event that is the single greatest event in the history of all mankind. The birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. It is celebrated around the world. The first time it was celebrated was in 366 AD, during the time of the Roman Empire Constantine. He was the first Christian emperor. A few years later, Pope Julius I officially declared that the birth of Jesus Christ would be celebrated on the 25th of December. Jesus Christ in his coming to this earth to live and die for the lost world we live in. And the reason why we have the assurance of eternal life through him and his actions and his ministries in those short 33 years. Be joyful always in your Savior. Our lives here are just so short, but life with him is eternal. Be joyful, yes, but it's not going to be easy. And that is what I'd like to speak on today. My topic and theme for today's sermon is God's great mercy on you, on me, on America, and on the world. It all started that faithful night in that little manger, in that little town of Bethlehem, from the Savior of the world, the Messiah was born. It's described in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Our scripture today comes from the prophet Isaiah in his 35th chapter. He's been serving the Lord faithfully, but God's people have turned their backs on him, and now they are facing a terrible chastisement because of their sins. The Jewish nation is under attack by the wicked and brutal Assyrians. The people are terrified and deeply concerned about their future. Isaiah stands forth as a prophet of hope and comfort. He writes to tell his people that better days are coming. He seeks to comfort them by speaking about the coming Messiah. The Messiah that the whole world is about, that his whole world is about to celebrate on this Christmas day. Isaiah is looking ahead to the millennium kingdom of the Messiah. He sees the time of future peace and joy and prosperity for the Jewish nations, where the deserts will bloom like roses. He talks about how the earth will become like Eden. It will return to its original state of beauty and glory. God will strengthen the weak hands and feeble knees. Them that have fearful heart will be made happy. Be strong, fear not. Your God will come with vengeance. He will come and save you. The blind will see, the deaf shall hear, the lame shall leap, the tongues of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall the water break out and streams in the desert. He speaks of a highway. That way will be called the way of holiness. There'll be a way, a very limited pathway, that will cross the land. It will be truly limited to God's people. Unclean shall not pass over it. Wayfaring men and fools shall not err therein. No lions or evil beasts shall be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return with song, and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. No more sorrow or sighting, that all shall flee away. Gail Elizabeth gave me a meditation a couple days ago about the third week of Advent, which we're celebrating today, and I'd like to read that to you today. It reads, a ragged remnant of Jews returned from exile in Babylon to their homes in Zion. Isaiah celebrated with joy and relief of exhausted prisoners being brought from captivity into the sunlight of freedom and a new life. The prophet's poetry paints a striking picture of redemption. Desolate places of the earth and broken spirits are both redeemed by the wonderful presence, wonderful power of God's presence. We are living in such a troubled time, a time in my life that I never thought I would ever see, that it would never get as bad as it is. As a young boy, I can remember the threats of nuclear war in the 60s. Things were relatively quiet for many, many years, till the days of September 11th, when our land was ravaged. Now we face perils from all sides. As in the day of Isaiah, as in the life of all those Jewish people described in Scripture today, we have hope like they have. Amen. He is knocking at the door to the hearts of all mankind this very day. Matthew describes the way to that in chapter 11 when he writes about John the Baptist, and how John made a way for the Messiah. How a restored life is offered now for anyone who can receive and enter into the promise by faith in Jesus Christ. We should all, on this Christmas season, be looking ahead to God's kingdom, a time of future peace, a time of joy, a time of prosperity, where our land will bloom like roses, full of people looking to find the Lord in all his beauty and glory, where God will give us strength to get through our troubled days that are outside that door every time we walk. Mm-hmm. Where God will rid us of fearful hate, will rid us of that fearful heart, rid us of the terror of our present world, and give us true peace.
Amen.
God has laid out that highway of holiness for you and for me today. We do not need a ticket. We just get on board. The way is there for us. We travel free because of the little baby that was born in Bethlehem. He is the reason of the season, my friend.
Amen.
Do not let the real gift of Christmas slip by you again. Pastor Gary says many times, how many Christmases do you have left? Make room in your hearts, my dear friends. We, of all people on earth, truly do live in a wonderful world.
Amen.
And we should be appreciative of that.
Wonderful Savior.
Amen.
Be blessed today.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, Mr. Kitt.
Yep.
We off to now.
We Three Kings of Orient and Mar.
Please stand as we sing 185.
Thank you.
At this time, we'd like to move to the memory tree out front to share the placing of the ornaments. So in an orderly manner, please head outside.